AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. What happened last night in Vegas won't stay in Vegas. They move on the campaign trail. Mike Bloomberg was on the defensive last night in his first Democratic presidential debate. The former New York City mayor was looking ahead to November.
I'm a New Yorker. I know how to take on an arrogant con man like Donald Trump that comes from New York.
Bernie Sanders went off on Bloomberg's wealth.
We are sick and tired of billionaires like Mr. Bloomberg seeing huge expansions of their wealth while a half a million people sleep out on the street.
And Elizabeth Warren went after Mike Bloomberg's character.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Political science professor Amy Dacey at American University says Warren was aggressive.
She had to have a strong showing and wanted to show again that she is, you know, got the policy positions, is tough on the issues, and I think she found her foil, you know, in Mike Bloomberg, and certainly went after him.
Critics focused on policing policies in New York when Bloomberg was the mayor. Bernie Sanders came under attack from Joe Biden and Bloomberg for his embrace of democratic socialism. President Trump is putting his ambassador to Germany in charge of the 17 U.S. spy agencies. Ally Richard Grenell will become acting director of national intelligence. Another ally of the president, Roger Stone, faces sentencing on his convictions of witness tampering and lying to Congress. The president denounced as a miscarriage of justice the initial sentencing recommendation from the Justice Department. It was changed by Attorney General William Barr. Cy Sperling has died.
I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
The founder of the Hair Club for Men was featured in ads that often ran on late-night TV in the 1980s. Cy Sperling died in Florida. He was 78. This is AP News. Medical researchers are looking into whether there is an age bias in offering heart bypass surgery.
A study led by a Harvard Medical School researcher finds 5% of heart attack patients who just turned 80 received bypass surgery, compared to 7% slightly younger, even just weeks shy of that milestone birthday. It's led to suspicions of something called left digit bias, which is similar to people buying something for 99 cents that they wouldn't buy for a dollar. Doctors may be viewing octogenarians as being much riskier for the procedure. One doctor says he's developed risk assessment tools to help remove cognitive bias. The study's published in the New England Journal of Medicine. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The New Orleans Saints head to court today in a bid to block the release of hundreds of confidential emails detailing the behind-the-scenes public relations work that the team did for the New Orleans Catholic Archdiocese amid its sexual abuse crisis. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.